Sebastopol twilight. In his black alpaca coat and skullcap, leather-bound books and rude sketches stacked around him, the old man awaits the car that will drive him one last time to the San Francisco Bay, where 60 years before, at 26, he captained a bark south for whale-rich Mexican lagoons. He empties his pipe and draws the curtains tight. He remembers blood and money, salt in the wind and juniper burning sweet under fish and meat. Order the bombers, stave and swim. The flinting knives cleave through blubber and his bunk, wool blanket and writing desk stink of swill and bile. Cough out over gunwales. He remembers leaving Maine, his family standing on the banks of the Kennebec, watching their little boy go and see and find. The old man pages through his notes, measurements and counts, behavioral observations. He writes the museums, tells the papers, pushes his book. But we remember the murder and extinction, the bellies fat on death, stink of hundreds of corpses sucked dry and plucked clean of baleen. We know the singing of his knife, not the sharp cut of his pen. The car arrives. The old man steps inside, and the car moves down into the valley, until the whole bay opens up and the water rushes towards him.